Okay, let's go to the phones. Justin and Carrollton, you're up first on Fantastic Friday Fan Feedback.
I tricked you. It's me, the coronavirus. I'm in Denton this evening. I'm going to a sex party at the...
TK in Arlington, you're on the ticket.
Gentlemen, morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Couple things real quick. I don't want to throw Bob under the bus, but I've been worried about that whole situation, him coming back basically from San Fran. I mean, is it something you guys think about a little bit as far as Bob traveling back from his vacation?
No.
Yes. I'm going to socially distance from Bob.
Bob.
I mean, it's not just kid stuff, you know? And then
it's just kid stuff.
Yeah, it's not. Number two, Jubb, how was the fishing? What's the report?
Got
skunked.
Okay.
Skunked. Didn't catch a one.
Oh, you discovered that fishing is exactly as I told you it was.
I enjoyed it. I had fun.
But it was a frustrating experience because you didn't catch anything.
A lot of the days it was windy and cloudy. And the fish weren't moving. So
you would have had a better time if you just went out and enjoyed the lake.
Bass boat did great.
Took a nature walk.
My co-owned bass boat was great.
My co-owned bass boat was great.
You know it.
Steven in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, hey guys, is Jer there?
Yeah, he's right here.
Hi.
Jer.
Yes.
How come you're always P1 shaming?
Yeah.
When it comes to Fantastic Friday Fan Feedback.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's a good majority of the callers that can't handle it.
I mean, I feel like if there's no fans... There's no feedback. It's only Fantastic Friday, and nobody wants that.
That's right.
I'm sure nobody wants a Fantastic Friday
without the feedback.
And while we're at it, I know right now is a stressful time, and I have, like, anxiety because of course, changing to 96.7 and 1310.
Well, that's throwing a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wrap my brain around that.
What? What's so difficult about this?
I don't know if it makes me not even want to leave the house.
Well, that's a good thing these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, people are really thrown by the fact that we've just reversed those two numbers. We're 1310 and we're 96.7. And people are okay with us being both of those numbers, mm-hmm. but they just, for some reason, are so used to the order being 1310 first. But from what I understand, 80% of you guys listen to us on FM as opposed to AM.
Yeah.
But now I don't know if I'm even FM or AM because you don't even say that.
We don't even say it. Yeah.
You don't even do it anymore.
I'm looking for 96 AM.
You know what?
You know if it's 1310 that it's not going to be on FM. It's too high of a number.
13.10 FM.
No, just stop.
I think I'm the outlier. I listen to the ticket on 1310 AM.
You are the outlier.
You are. It sounds so much better on FM.
See, I like the warmer, fuzzier AM feel.
It's fuzzier.
Yeah, it's definitely fuzzier. If I want that FDR experience, I'll go re-listen to a fireside chat.
That's another one of your go-tos.
What? Jackson Pollock told me that while he was eating seasoned ground beef with Joyce DeWitt. Joe in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
Hey. So, I'm telling you, this COVID virus is wearing me out. It reminds me of the woman that found out her husband spent their entire life savings on a penile extension for him. Do you know what she said?
What?
I can't take it anymore!
And finally, let's end with a guy we're all concerned about during this time. Gene in Carrollton.
All right.
Our
Gene.
73-year-old P1?
74, there, Court.
Oh, okay. 74 years of age.
Nice speaking to you guys. I got a couple of controversial things here. And, you know, I'm a little bit of a conspiracy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe now it's a possibility. I think this is another false flag operation with the powers to be, and they're trying to, of course, they're scaring the hell, and a lot of people are going to die because of this flu. But I think it's, just think of this. Now, when summer comes and people don't have no sports in their apartments, and especially in the inner cities, and the flu's still active and people dying, and can you imagine the inner city, the problems they're going to have, because, you know, I know they got internment camps all over the country, especially in military installations. And if they have to claim martial law, police state,
hello, guys,
how crazy will it get, you know? So
yeah. What are you doing, Gene, to protect yourself? Because you're in that at-risk category, being one of our older P1s.
You know, Gordon, you know, I'm kind of crazy guy. After the military, I haven't been for a checkup since 1968.
Oh, I don't know if that's a bragging point there, Gene.
Yeah. No, so I'm going to go in and get checked.
But, you know,
you haven't had a prostate exam?
Nothing. Nothing.
Gordon will give you one.
I haven't been to see a doctor because after all the ailments I had in the military, and I just barely got back alive. So what I do, my ethnic, the way I live, is what I do, I stay away from doctors, hospitals, pharmaceutical drugs, vaccines, opioids, and fast food establishments. I drink my 5 to 6 quarts of water a day and walk and run 5 miles a day.
Okay, some of that sounds like a good idea. The first part, though, the staying away from doctors and medical establishments.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm saying I'm just fortunate I haven't had a major injury or something. But, I've been through hell in the military hospital for years and years. I had half my body was third degree burns.
Oh, really? What happened to you?
I was in a coma. I had last rite, and I just barely got back alive. And after I got on my feet, and I avoided amputation of my legs.
This was in Vietnam, wasn't it, Gene?
Yes. So I had skin grafting on my legs, and I finally, at 20 years old, I had to learn how to walk again, Craig. You understand?
Craig was doubting that.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah,
that was
you
true.
Were.
No, I feel for you, or I felt for you.
You know, what? Every time, just think of this, guys. You give me therapy, because every morning I wake up to hear your great show at 5:30 in the morning when I hear Sean with his sports and everything. I get up, I do my stretches, my calisthenics.
Good.
I do my sit-ups, my push-ups, and stuff like that. And then I go out and with my headphone, listen to you guys. So
you know what, Gene? Hey, Gene, you know what? These guys are trying to shame you for not going to the doctor.
What?
But,
no, I'm not.
But whatever you're doing is working because you're in great shape for a 73-year-old, a 74-year-old. I say keep it up, Gene.
Thank you.
I think you're whistling to the graveyard.
Didn't you say you also make love every week? That's part of your health.
Oh, yeah. Well, once I find a nice girl in the area, you know.
Gosh.
It's like not you're too often, but it's an occasion.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gene. Right, God bless you.
Listen, you have a great weekend. And George, watch that movie Easy Money. It'll give you plenty of laughs.
Yeah, George.
Yeah,
okay.
George.
I got it. I'll watch it this weekend.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Love you. All right, Gene. Take care. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye. God bless.
God bless. There he is, Gene, our 74-year-old P1 from Carrollton.
Didn't know we were going to wander into near amputation story territory today with Gene.
You never know.
But you never know. He's lived a colorful life.
Very colorful life, Craig. Yes.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the corner. Coming up next, another big event says they will not play here in America.
In America.
It's part of our big golf segment, and what a surreal day it was yesterday for the PGA Tour.